Greetings. Welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tet Amud Aleph. But before going to our Gemara, we'll go back to the Mishnah, which is on Kuf Zayin Amud Bet, and take a look at what we're looking at in the middle of Mishnah Gimel, continuing on with the generations that have different destinies. Dora Palaga, that's the generation of the dispersal mentioned in the 11th chapter of Bereshit, at the tower, Eimam Chelik Lamabash, and Emar Ve'afetz Adonai Otam, Misham Alpnei Chol Haaretz. Hashem has spread them from there throughout the land. Ve'afetz Adonai Otam means Be'olam Hazeh. Misham Efitzam Adonai, from there he spread them out, Olam Haba. Again, anytime we have two terms for destruction, we read them as Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Anshei Sedom, Eimam Chelik Lolam Haba. People of Sedom, Shenemar, Anshei Sedom Ra'im v'chata'im l'Adonai Meod. Ra'im ba'olam hazeh v'chata'im le'olam haba. So again, Ra'im v'chata'im, aval omdim b'din. But they do go to din, which means they are going to stand to be judged by God. Rabbi Nechemiah omer, elu v'elu ein omdim b'din. He said, neither Dor HaMabul nor Anshei Sedom will have din. Shenemar, alkein lo yakumu rishayim b'mishpat v'chata'im b'adat tzadikim. The sinners will not stand b'mishpat. So therefore, Alkein lo yakumu rishayim b'mishpat zedor mabul chatei b'adat tzadikim elu anshei sdom. Amrulo was the response from Nechemiah, enam umdim b'adat tzadikim, al umdim b'adat rishayim. They do stand b'adat rishayim, and they are judged. We're going to stop at that point in the Mishnah and pick it up in the Gemara, and then when we get to the next passage, we'll go back to the Mishnah. Dor ha-palagan. The reason I'm doing that is because each of these is dealt with independently, and there is no reference to the later passages. Sometimes when we have, let's say, two Mishnayot together, the reason the editor put them together on the page is because the first Mishnah in the discussion in the Gemara of the first Mishnah reference to the second Mishnah and vice versa may be made, so we need to have access to them. Here they're dealt with independently. Okay, Dor HaPalaga, and Daf Kuf Tet Amud Alef. Enam Chelek Lamabat. My Avud, what is it that they did? Amar Shila, what is it they did? Meaning, when you take a look at the story in Bereshit Yod Alef, the first few psukim, what was their sin that was so terrible? The first approach was they wanted to build a tower and go up to the heavens. And we'll hit God with axes. Hit the sky with axes. So that the water will come out. So machaku alav marav in Eretz Yisrael. They said that's a silly thing. Imkain leave no achad b'tura. Then why build it in a valley? Build it on a mountain. If the idea is to be high, start high. So what did he say? There are three groups there. Let's go up to a tower and we'll live there. And we won't spread throughout the land, very much like the Ibn Ezra and the Rashbam's take on the sin, that it was not spreading out. We'll go up there and worship idols. We'll go and make war against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midrash Bereshit Rabba puts those last two together into one Midrash. So each one got their own punishment. The one that said, let's go live there, Hafitzam Hashem. Hashem spread them out, so they couldn't stay in one place. The one that said, let's go to war, and they were turned into monkeys and to spirits and everything else, which means they couldn't go to war. Then Hashem mixed up the languages, so they couldn't worship together. Now, Tanya Rabinatan Omer, Kulam l'shem avodah zarah nitkavnu. They were all intending to do avodah zarah. K'tiv hacha na'aseh lanu shem. Let's make a name for ourselves. U'ktiv hatam v'shem Elohim acharim lo tazkiru. The word shem here is used for avodah zarah. Malon avodah zarah, v'kan avodah zarah. Good. Amar b'yochanan migdal shlish nisraf, shlish nivla, shlish kayam. The top third was burned, the bottom third was swallowed up by the earth, and one third is left. Rabbi Yochanan says it's still there. Chachmei Bavel, by the way, said not only is the middle third there, but you can go to the top and from there say Yericho. Amrav, Avir Migdal Meshakeach. The air around it makes you forget things. He also said, Bavel or Bursif Simon Rala Torah. Being at Bursif, which is on the outer outskirts of the city of Bavel, is a bad Simon for Torah. My Bursif, Ravasi, Bur Shafi, like a pit that swallows everything up. Okay, Anshei Sedom, Enam Chelek Olam Haba. Tan Rabbanan, Anshei Sedom, just like a Mishnah. He had a different drasha. They were bad in with their bodies, and they behaved badly, and they were bad with their money. And Yosef, says to Mrs. Potiphar, I can't commit adultery with you. He calls it a ra'ah. So we say, ra'ah, that must refer to sexual laxity. And that's in the parsha of tzedakah. If you don't give tzedakah to the poor, then you have a chet. So the chet is v'mamon. Lashem, what's Lashem? Zu birchat Hashem, they would curse God. Me'od, what's me'od? Shemit kavnim v'chotim. They just didn't just sin, they intended to sin, they wanted to anger God. Matnitatan, in a brighter we have ra'im b'mamonam v'chataim b'gufan. Flip it. Ra'im b'mamonam, what's the proof? Dichtiv, ra'ayin cha v'achi chavyon. Also in the parsha of tzedakah, it uses the word ra'ah. Chataim b'gufan dichtiv, v'chatati l'Elohim. In the parsha of Yosef, it also uses the word v'chatati, which means both the parsha of tzedakah and the parsha of Yosef, Mrs. Potiphar, use ra and chet. Lashem zu berchat Hashem meod zu shvichat damim. Oh, murder shenemar v'gam damnakit shafach Menasheh harbe meod. Besides, as Avodah Zarah, Menasheh also spilled lots of blood. So the word meod is an allusion to murder. Tanu Rabbanan anshei Sdom lo nitka'u ela b'shvil tovah shishpi'al HaMakadosh Baruch Hu. Just like with Dor HaMabul, anshei Sdom had all of this great stuff and this great wealth, and that's why they became haughty. And what does it say about it? Eretz imena yatzah lahem mitachtehat nepach kmo esh makom sapir avaneh woferet zahav lo nativ lo yadau ayit lo shezafto ayin ayalo ayelo yiruch meshachatz lo ada alav shachal. All of these things, they never had. They had all these beautiful jewels, they never got attacked by animals, etc. Amru hamachar she eretz imena sheyatzah lahem woferet zahav lo. This is where gold comes from. Lamalanu ovrei drachim. What do we need any visitors for? We've got all we need. We're not going to allow people in. Shein by Milenu el lechasrenu mimamone. They come here to take stuff from us. Bo'u neshakeach torat regel meretzenu. So let's get rid of the darshan and the psukim. Let's get rid of visitors. Shenemar paratz nachal meim ger hanishkachim mini regel dalu me'anosh nahu. So people are not going to walk there anymore. Torah shrav amai dichtiv anan tohtetu al ish torat zchu chochem kikir natu ikader hadchuya. Why are you standing there with this wall standing over a man? What happened in Sodom is they saw people who were rich. They'd have him stand near a shaky wall. And then they'd knock the wall over and kill him. Then they come and take his money. So they sneak into the house at night and they don't know light. Another thing, they would look at people with money. They would hide. They would ask him to hold for them a persimmon, something that smelled very strong and good. The rich people would put it in the treasure house. They'd come and sniff it out like a dog. And then what happened? Then they'd sneak into that place. Then they'd know where this treasure house was, and they'd steal money. Arum halchum bli levush ve'en ksut bakara chamor yitomim yihagu yechavlu shor amana. This is all this describing these two people. Gvalot yasigu eider gazlu v'yerau. V'uli kivrot yuval ad gadish yishkod tarash av yosib tzipor. What does that mean? Achter in ahi le'elia tlat mea machter av tzipori. What happened is Rabbi Yossi gave this drasha about how they would sneak into the house. That night, 300 tunnels were dug in Tzipor where people snuck in and stole from other people. Out of a kamatzarele, people bothered Rabbi Yossi. Amrele Yehavit Orche Leganavi. You taught the Ganavim how to do it. You told them what the people in Sodom did, and they picked up on the idea. Amrele Miavi Yadana De Atu Ganavi. I didn't know that the Ganavim would come. He Kanachnafshed Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi died, Shafumer Zave the Tzipori Dama. People were so sad that he died. In spite of that all of the roof spouts gave forth blood. People were so sad. Rabbi Yossi died. Amar de'id le'chad Torah marichad yoma. Now, there's another thing. In Sodom, they had a rule. What was the rule? If somebody has one ox, then he has to shepherd all the flocks of the city for one day. De'leitle, if he has none, liri tre yoma. You do it for 2 days, like a punishment for not having. So, ha'u yatma bar amalta havule tre lemire. Tore lemire. He had oxen for purposes of shepherding. Azal shaklinu akadlinu. He killed them all. Amar lahu. The Itle Torah Nishkol Chad Mashcha. So he came up with a new rule. He said, if you have an ox, then you could take one pelt. The Leitle Torah, if you have no ox, Nishkol Tre Mashcha, you could take two. Amrule Mai Hai. So they said, then what kind of silly rule is that? Amrule Hu, Sof Dina Kitchilatina. It should be just like the beginning. Matchilatina De Itle Torah Mari Chad Yoma, De Leitle Torah Mari Chad Yomi. You have this rule in Stone that says that if you have a shore, then you have to shepherd for one day. If you don't have one, you have to shepherd for two days. Afsoftina di lechad Torah lishkol chad lately Torah lishkol trei. If you don't have an ox, you should be able to get two. All right. Then they had another rule. The avam mabra native chadzuzah. If you cross over on the ferry, it's a Dead Sea, evidently, or with the Yarden. It wasn't a Dead Sea yet. Then you have to pay one zuz. The law of Mara, if you walk through the water, native tray, you have to pay two. So, tahavile dora delivni, ati kochad v'chad shakochada. If somebody has a row of bricks, everybody can come and take one. So, amrale, ana chada de shakli. And each person would say, I'm taking one. Tavishade tume o sham shamchi. If somebody was planting bulbs, ati kochad v'chad shakochada. Everybody's allowed to come and take one. Amrale, ana chada de shakli. I'm taking only one. Arba Dayani Hayubi Stom. There were four Dayanim in Stom. Their name were Shakroi, Shakuroi, Zaifi, Umatzli Dina. A liar, big liar, forger, and corrupter of justice. The Machile Leitata de Chavre Umafale. They had a rule, which is that if somebody would hit another man's wife and cause her to miscarry, you have to now sleep with her so she can become pregnant again. If you cut off the donkey's ear of another fellow, now you have to give the donkey to the guy who hurt him until the ear comes back. If somebody hurts another fellow, you have to pay the guy who hurt you because he let blood, because they had these silly laws. The avar b'mabra yahev arba zuze. If you walked over the went over the ferry, you paid four zuz. The avar maya, if you went through the water, you have tamizu. You have to pay twice as much. So zimna chada ata hu koves. There was a certain wanderer came. Ikol hatim. He came to the town. Amrule hav arba zuze. Pay four for crossing. Amrule hu ana b'maya avri. Went through the water. Amrule imken hav tamanya. So pay eight. Tavar b'maya lo yahev. He didn't give it. Padu. They beat him up. Atul the kamei de dayana, he came to the dayan. Amar lo ei havle agwa de shakalach dama. You have to pay the guy who beat you up because he let blood. Tmanya zuz yedavar mayan, another eight zuz because you went through the water. So you can see the laws were silly, the judges were corrupt, everything was terrible. So now Eliezer evad Avrami trami hatam. Eliezer Avram's slave came to Stone. Padu they beat him up. Atul the kamei de dayana, he came to the dayan. Amar lo ei havle agwa de shakalach dama. So he said the silly ruling. You have to pay the guy who beat you up because he let blood. Shaka glala padu iu dayana. So he took a piece of galala and he hit the dayan himself. Amar my high. He said, what's that? Amar le, agwa denafak liminach. The schar that you want from me, have niyale lahai. You pay him. Right? Because I let blood of yours. Zuzididi kanakami kami and I'll keep my money. Havi lupuraita dahami magani ala orchin. They had a bed that they would have for guests. Kimarich, if the guest was too tall, guys, they'd cut his legs off. Kigutz, if he was too short, machtin, they'd stretch him out. Eliezer and Avram ikol hatam. Again, Eliezer came there. Amrule, we have to assume it was one trip, because why would you go back? Kum gani apurya, come lie on the bed. Amr lahon, nadra nadri, miyoma demitat ima lo ganina apurya. I took a netter that I won't sleep on a bed from the time my mother died. Kihav mitrami lahu anya, he knew the trick. When a poor man would come, yahavu le kochad v'chad dinara, everybody would give him a dinar, uchtiv shmeale, and they'd put his name on it. Verifta loham mamtile, they wouldn't give him any bread. Okay, so he'd be there, he'd have money, but he'd starve to death. No one would give him. He'd have a meat. When he would die, ati kochav echad, shakel didei, everybody would come and take their own dinar that they'd given him. Hachiyani binau, and the tanai they made among them was, komanda mazmin gavra levehilula, anybody who invites somebody to a party, the shalach glima, have to take his garments off. Have hahilu, it was a party. Ikla Eliezer, again Eliezer shows up. They didn't give him any bread. In other words, he went on his own to this party. They wouldn't feed him. When it was time to eat, he wanted to eat. He sat at the very end of the bench. He said, who invited you here? Remember, whoever invites a guest has to take his garments off. They'll take it from him. He said to the guy next to him, you invited me. Amar Dilma Shami be, maybe they're going to hear the Anam is meantime. People believe it. They're going to take my clothes off. Shaklimahu de Ativ Gabe. He took the garment to the guy who was sitting next to him. Varad Lavar, and he ran out. He did this to everybody till they all ran out of the meal. They all were frightened of each other. And he ate the whole meal up. There was a girl who would bring bread out to the poor people in a jug. They found out about they covered it with honey and put her up on the wall. The bees came and ate her up. That's why Hashem says, I hear the great call of Sodom and Amorah, the cry out. The drush on Rabbah is Riba, meaning a young girl. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Amud Bet, and we will take a look at the last few items in the Mishnah, which will then take us back to the end of our piece. And that is, the next group is Miraglim. All right, the Miraglim. Ein lam chelek ba, the 10 scouts. Have no chelek ba, shenemar. V'mutu anashim yotzei divat ha'aretz ha'am b'magifa lifnei Adonai. V'yemutu b'olamazeb magifa b'olamava. Again, two phrases. Dor ha'midbar, what about the whole generation that was in the desert? Ein lam chelek ba, v'einom din b'din. They have no chelek ba, and they're not going to come up for din. Shenemar, that's the entire generation that left Mitzrayim. Shenemar v'mar ze itamu v'sham yamutu. They'll die and they'll be dead there. They'll be finished. They'll die there. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Eliezer Omer Alehem Hu Omer. What does it say about them? Isfuli chasidai kortei vriti ale zavach. Bring together my chasidim, my loyalists who make my brit with a korban. In other words, Eliezer absolutely disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he says they have a chelgava, etc. Adat Korach einatida lalot. The Korach's 250. His group will not have Tchiyat HaMetim. Shnamar Tchas Alem Haaretz Ba'olam Hazeh Ve'avdu Mitoch HaKal Olam Abad Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva takes the stern approach. Lezer Omer Alem Hu Omer Adonai Mimitu Mechaya Morit Sha'ol Vayal. Now, of course, there's something very powerful here, because this is in Sefer Shmuel, spoken by Chana in the Tefillah, that Hashem takes down the Sha'ol and brings up. And remember, of course, that Shmuel is a descendant of Korach. Yal Aseret Vayal. Okay, and that's the end of that piece. And then we now go to the Gemara, and Daf Kuf Tet Amud Bet. Miraglim ein lemechelok olam ba. Shinem mar mutu anashim etzei divat ha'aretz amutu ve'ozem ve'yafal olam ba. Good. Adat korach lemechel olam ba. Shinem mar v'chas 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 lemechel Now Rabbi Humatera speaks and says, what does Vayavdu mean? They're like an Avedah that people are looking for. Something that's lost is looked for, as we see at the very last pasuk of the longest parak in Tehillim. Vayikach Korach. Now we're going to darshan the story of Korach. What does it mean, Vayikach Korach, the beginning? He took bad advice for himself. Why is he called Korach? Again, a drush on the name, like we saw with Yeravam and Bilam. Shinasah korcha b'Yisrael. As a result of him, there was made like a bald spot, an empty spot b'Yisrael. Ben Yitzhar, why that? Ben shehirtiach alav et kol ha'olam katzahoraim. Made the whole world angry, just like noon. Ben kahat, why ben kahat? Ben shehikah shinei molidav. It's the son who made his ancestors grit their teeth. This is the child we have. Ben Levi, why? Ben shenasah leviyah b'gehinom. A son who was given an escort in Gehenim. So now, the point of this is that the text regards Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kat ben Levi and stops there. So he says, V'lichshov nami ben Yaakov, why doesn't it go all the way to Yaakov? Ben sha'akav atzmo legehinom, and we have a nice drush on it. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Yaakov bikesh rachim al atzmo. Yaakov asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wouldn't be mentioned with Korach. Shenemar b'sodam al tavon avshi b'kalam al techad kvodi. Don't mention me with their counsel. He talks about Shimon and Levi. I don't want to be mentioned. So when we mention Korach, you go Korach ben Tobin Kat ben Levi, but not ben Yisrael, but not ben Yaakov. Rashi points out in his Perush on Chumash that, but it does mention him in the context of the Leviim in Divrei Yomim Aleph Perek Vav, when it's Miaches Korach all the way up to Bnei Korach, all the way up to Yisrael. Datan, why Datan Naviram? What's their drashan then? Shavar al Dat El. He violated the Dat. Aviram, he strengthened himself from doing tshuva. What about On? On is the guy who shows up at the beginning as a troublemaker, but then doesn't appear later as somebody who's killed. Shiashav ba'aninut, he sat in mourning. Pelet, shenasulo plaut, he had miracles happen to him. Ben Ruvain, why is he called Ben Ruvain? Ben shera'av vehevin. Again, the point here, both with Korach and with On, is that we have certain names mentioned more than usual, like grandfather, great-grandfather, but not all the way to Yaakov, so it must be that they're mentioned because of some other drasha. Why is he called Ben Ruvain? Shera'av vehevin, he's a son who saw and understood that he should stay away. Rav On ben Pelet ishto itzilato. Rav says his wife saved him. Amrale my nafgalach minash. She said, why get involved in this? Imar Rabba Antalmida. Imar Rabba Antalmida. If Moshe's in charge, you're a follower. And if Korach's in charge, you're a follower. You're not going to gain. Amarla mayavid. So what should I do? I already signed on. So havai ba'etza. She gave him an etza. Vishtava li bahadayu. Take an oath. Amrale yadana dechula kinishta kadishta ninhu. She said to him, I know that everybody is Kodesh. Tichtiv kol yadakudam kadoshim. Amrale tuv to anavat silmalach. I'm going to save you, she said to her husband. Ashkite chamer, she gave him wine. Va'arvite. Va'agnite gvai, she had him sleep inside. Otval baba, she sat by the door. Ustarta lamazye, and she undid her hair. Kol atachazia hadar. Anybody who saw her there walked away, because not sanua. Hadar, anachi evlaulahu. By the time people caught up, she was, they had already died, and he was saved. So she said, look, you go take a nap. I'm going to be in such a way nobody's going to come and bother us. She acted a little unsanu away outside, and that saved him. Itadei de Korach. What about Korach's wife? Amrolei, chazi my kavid Moshe. And she's the instigator. And this is a common theme in Midrash, that the wives are always the credit or the blame. Mrs. On saves him. Mrs. Korach's the one who starts the trouble. She says, look at Moshe. Iyu avimalka, he's the king. Lachua Shavi Kanarabi, he made his brother Kohen Gadol. Livnei Achui Shavinu Sgani Lechani, made his nephews the other Kohanim. He Atcha Truma, if Truma comes, Amar Teva the Kohen, it goes to Kohen. He Atu Maaser, the Shaklitu Anan, if it comes, Shaklitu Atu, and if you take Maaser, Havuchad Measar the Kohen, you still have to give a tenth of the Kohen. But the guy is laying the Mazaychu, Mitla Lachu Kikufta, and still he makes you shave. That's the act of the Hatarat HaLevi'im. Right, Eina Yahav Mazaychu. That means that he's looking at your hair. That's gone. He didn't like the fact that you had nice hair. Amar La Hayu Nami Kavid. Moshe had to do the same thing as a Levi. Like Kevin Chulu Revuta today. Amar Yu Nami Tavo Nafshim Plishtim. Since he was accomplishing that, he said, "All right, I'll go with them. I'll die with them." Right. That's Shimshon's famous comment. V'od the Kamar Luchu Avditu Tchelta. And then she says, "He told you all to make Tchelet." That's of course the parsha just for Korach. If you think tchelet so chashuv, afik limited tchelta v'chasnitu l'chulu metivtach. Chasnitu l'chulu metivtach. So take a garment that's all tchelet and cover and bring your whole group in. And that's of course the Tanchuma builds on this thing. Haynu dichtiv chachmod nashim banta beita vivelet biyada tersera. Again, zuishto shalom ben pelet. That's the wise woman who saved her house or built her house. But the foolish woman is the one who destroys it. Zuishto shel Korach. So the 250 people stood up. These are special people. What's that? These guys knew the astronomy. They knew how to do the intercalation. And Shei Shem, what does that mean? Shalom Shem b'cholam, they're famous people. Moshe fell on his face. What is it that you heard the man fall on his face? Shechashtu meishadish. They were claiming that Moshe was violating Eishadish. And Emar, Vaykan ula Moshe v'machaneh. In the Perek and Tillim, it says they were jealous of Moshe. And Kinah is, of course, associated with Eishadish. And Sota, Shmuel Yitzchak, Mamech, Kol Achad v'chad, Kinah tishto Moshe. Everybody stood up and said, you can't be with Moshe alone. I suspect that Moshe and you're having an affair. Shenemar, Moshe yikach to ovna talo michutz l'machaneh. Because after the eagle, Moshe took his tent out of the camp. Vayakom Moshe v'yelech al-datan v'aviram. Moshe himself went to Datan Avram to try to get him to stop. You see, you're not allowed to keep a machloket. Antam Arav, kol machzik machloket over balav. If you maintain a machloket and don't do everything you can to stop it, then you violate a lav shenemar. V'lo yech korach chadato. You shouldn't be like Korach. Meaning, they shouldn't be like Korach. That's why the people have to see the thing with the sticks. Rav Ashi amar ra'ui litzareif. Somebody who holds machloket should be getzarat. Tivacha biad Moshe lo. He should not be like Korach Anato as Moshe did in his hand. Put your hand under your arm and it comes out sarat. Anybody who challenges the rights of machut beit David, a snake should bite him. How do we know that? This is Adoniah who tried to usurp the kingdom as David was dying. So the Zochelet and Zochale, and that's talking about snakes in Hazinu. If you challenge your Rebbe, it's like challenging the Shechina. Shenemar, Batzotam al Adonai. That Natan and Aviram and the Holy Dao was killed because they challenged Hashem. They challenged Moshe. That's like challenging Hashem. If you make a fight with your Rebbe, it's like making a fight with the Shechina. That's where Bnei Israel challenged God. They didn't challenge God, they challenged Moshe about the water. Anybody who complains about his Rebbe, or Moshe says, you're not complaining to us, you're complaining to God in the desert where they're hungry. And if you think wrongly about your Rebbe, you think, oh, I saw him, he must have been doing this bad thing, then it's like you're doing with the Shechina. This is when they were complaining about the Iman and they ended up with the snakes. They spoke against Hashem and against Moshe, right, thinking they weren't doing the right thing. Okay, Osher Shamur Levalav L'Ra'ato. Wealth is held for the owner, but it's for his own bad. That's Korach's wealth that led to something bad for him. And now in the description in Parshat Ekev, it says, V'tkola yekuma shebraglehem. Everything that they had got swallowed up. Amar Belazar, Zem amonos shel adam shel amido araglav. That's your money that you keep, and it keeps you standing up. That's why kol yekuma shebraglehem, all of your possessions. V'yam Rabbi Levi, Masui shlosh miot pradot levanot hayum aftechot shel beit ganzav shel Korach. Look how wealthy he was. He had 300 donkeys had to carry his keys of his storehouses. V'chulu aklide v'kilfe de gilda. They were all made out of a light material. R'chav Hanina, shalosh matmuniyot titmin Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef buried three things in Mitzrayim. Achat nitkalta l'korach. One was given to Korach. It was shown to Korach. And that was the wealth. V'achat nitkalta l'antoninos ben asvirus. This later Roman character found it. V'achat gunzat sadikim l'atidavo. They were all treasures and ones for the future. Rami Yochanan, Korach lo min habluim v'lo min asrufin. So Rabbi Yochanan says Korach was neither one of those ones who were swallowed up in the ground nor burned, because those things happened, as we'll see. Lo min habluim d'chtiv et kol ha'adam asher l'korach. All the people that belonged to Korach were swallowed up v'lo Korach. V'lo min asrufin, not the burns, d'chtiv b'chol ha'ish ha'mishim ha'taim ish. The 250 were burned up and not Korach. Manita Tana, but the brightness is the opposite. Korach min asrufin u'min habluim. He was burned up and swallowed. Min habluim d'chtiv v'tivla otam ve'et Korach. Korach also min asrufin d'chtiv eish yatzah mi'eit adonai. Korach's one of the 250, according to this. Amar Rav, my dichtiv shemesh yareach amad zvula lo'or chitzach hayalechu in Chavakuk. L'meid sha'alu shemesh v'yareach lizvul. Shemesh yareach went up to the top heavens. Amar Rav from Rishalam, im ata oset din leven Amram. If you support Moshe, neitzei, we'll go out and do our job and shine on the world. Until God put arrows against them, you're ready to worry about his honor, but not my honor. People worship you all the time, you don't care, and you're ready to come out every day, but for Moshe, you'll stop. And now, every day, God has to kick them out till they come out. Moshe gets up and says, if these guys die a regular death, then I'm not the agent of God. But if God creates a creation and opens up the earth and swallows them, then you know Hashem sent me. If Gehinom is there, fine. If it's right, that spot. Meaning to move the opening there. To create a new thing. Nothing new. To move the opening to this spot so they can be swallowed up. Uvnei Korach lo metu. Famous drasha. Tanu mishum Rabbeinu amru. Makon patzer lahem b'gehinom. There was a little place made for them in Gehenom. V'yashvu alav v'yamru shira. They sit there and say shira. Ravachana zim nachara v'kazil n'baurcha. I was walking on the way. A certain Arab said to me, tov v'ach v'lach bluei de Korach. I'll show you the Korach family that's buried. Azel Chazer, Korach's people are bare. Azel Chazer, Trey Bize, the Havi Konafi Kitra Minayo. Two holes that smoke was coming out. Shakal Gavava da Amra. I took off some wool. Amshe, I put in water. Va'otve Beresh Rumche, put at the end of my spear. Va'achlefe Hatan, put it in there. Ichrach, and it got singed. So it's fire in there. Well, the Atzit Mashamai said, the Arab said, listen to me what they're saying. Shamit Abuka Amri Hachi. I heard them saying, Moshe, v'torato, emet, v'hin ba'da'im. Moshe is true, his Torah is true, and we are liars. Amrali, kol tlatin yomin, mahadra luhu gehenim, kibasa, v'toch kalachat. Every 30 days they get turned over like fresh meat. Amri hachi, Moshe, v'torato, emet, v'hin ba'da'im. And they have to repeat that same mantra. Okay, the end of the Mishnah is Dor HaMidbar. And the end of the Mishnah that we analyzed, Tanu Rabbanan, Dor HaMidbar, that's the whole generation that left Egypt, except for Yeshua and Kalev and the people born in the desert. Yitamu v'sham yamutu. Yitamu means ba'olam hazeh, v'sham yamutu ba'olam haba. Yamar asher nishbati v'api imivu'un al menuchati. Until him it says that I took an oath that I would not let them come to my menuchat, divere v'kiva. Azomer ba'inhein l'olam haba, shenemar isfulu echasidei korte v'ti v'yalei zalach. We already saw him use this pasuk in the Mishnah. So what do we do with the pasuk in Tehillim? I took an oath in my anger, but I was angry, so now I change my mind. Shulman Korcha, that's God. Shulman Korcha Omer, Lo Nemar Pasuk Ze Ela Kenega Dorot HaBaim. This statement is about the future generations. Esfula Chasidai, who's that? Elu Tzadikim Shabachol Dor Vador. He disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer and says that Pasuk in Tehillim, Esfula Chasidai, is not talking about Dor HaMidbar, but it's talking about Tzadikim in every generation. Kortevriti means the one who give their lives for my covenant. Alei zavach, what's that? Rabbi Akiva Chavarav Shemasurat Sman Lishchita al Divrei Torah, the martyrs. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya Omer, Ba'in Hein Le'olam Abba, the generation of the desert comes to Le'olam Abba, Shinemar, Uftuyei Adonai Yeshivun, those who are redeemed by God, meaning from Mitzrayim, they'll return. Uvaut Zion Barina. We'll see more about this later. Rabbi Akiva abandoned his otherwise generous approach. Shemar haloch v'karata v'znei Yerushalayim the more zacharta l'chesed nirach v'ak v'lotach l'chesed nirach v'amidbar v'yos l'uzra. And so in Yirmiyahu, Hashem remembers the loyalty of Bnei Israel who left Mitzrayim. U'machirim ba'im b'zchutam, if other people are able to come back to Yerushalayim b'zchut yotzei Mitzrayim, hem atzman lo kol shekein. So they certainly can come back. So we'll have to see what this statement about Chassidutei, which we'll see nearly at the beginning of the next podcast. In the meantime, though, we will pause here and pick it up. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.